Well, it's been just over a year since the satirist and broadcaster Alan Corran passed away, and Radio 4's been broadcasting a series of programmes remembering his comic genius. Tonight we present a further classic episode of Freedom Pass, the programme he made with close friend and fellow traveller Christopher Matthew. This week they clip on their microphones, switch on their tape recorders and set their sights on the holidays of their youth.
Now, two middle-aged men with bus passes want to get to Southend and back today by the cheapest means possible.
£10.
So the pass doesn't work?
Yeah, it does, but it's cheaper to not use your pass and get £5 rate to take you there and back.
So it's cheaper to not use the pass. Wonderful.
It's wonderful, isn't it? I never knew it would be such an advantage to be old.
There you go.
You pay for both.
That's right, I can pay him.
Give us the money.
That's right.
Give us the money.
Here you are. £10.
£5 each.
Oh, it's £5
each. It's only £5 to South End.
Yeah, there and back.
Why doesn't everybody go there every day?
We'll deal with it in a minute.
So I can't give you a fiver.
I've given you 10. You're not going to give me.
What did I give you?
You gave me 10.
And you gave me 2 tickets?
Yes, because it's £5 each. So he owes you a fiver. You
can't. That's it, a fiver. That's very cheap. Where is this place?
Have a great day.
And you.
Thank you.
It's obviously only just down the road. It's cheaper to go there than it is to come here.
I do a cab here because I couldn't find a Freedom Pass bus. It cost me £15.
No,
that's our train. How do these work?
Just put it in the thing here, like everybody else.
You put it in there? Yeah. Oh, there. Right.
You don't travel much on public transport,
no, I
do you?
Should we just get
I
on?
I hope they have a loo on here.
No, we don't need a loo.
What, do you think it's going to be that quick?
We're not doing rubbish stuff.
No, I'm not doing rubbish stuff. I need a loo. This
stuff.
Isn't rubbish. This is serious. Disabled loo.
Disabled loo. Always get one of those, they're much better.
It's closed.
Well, of course it is, because you're not disabled. Automatically shut in the presence of a fully abled person. South End is 34 miles. Mm. I used to go there in my father's Riley, the back of a Riley 9, which he bought when he came out of the airport for £400. A lot of money in those days, because the house was only 1200. And we used to go down in this car, and because my father was a jobbing builder, he had a van which was allowed petrol, which you couldn't have after the war. There were two sorts of petrol, white petrol and red. And you got a ration of about 1 gallon of white petrol a month. The red petrol was for commercial purposes. So my father would siphon the red petrol out of the lorry and put it into the car. And the danger was, going down the South End arterial road, there were policemen who were there with dipsticks by the side of the road. And they would stop. You know, like the ancient Mariner, one car in three and do the stick.
And tell their war stories.
Yep. And we never, ever got caught going down to South End.
But was this where you always... I mean, these are days out. These are jaunts. These are not...
They were days out for those who weren't really rich enough to have full holidays. It was London on Sea.
Mm.
And buses would go down, people with crates of Bass and Worthington strapped to the roof, stopping at every hedge. Used to drive past them, and I said, don't look, because it was sharabank loads of people standing by hedges from London to Southend, getting rid of the Worthington that they'd taken off the roof and passed briefly through their bodies. Of course, I don't, yes.
We're off. This is very exciting. But since you're talking about the way you used to go for days out at the seaside, just after the war, we had a Lanchester, which you can't buy now, which was made by the Daimler people.
Had a fluid flywheel.
And it had double D clutch and it had pre-selected gears, but I won't go into that because it
pre-selected gears on the dashboard.
Just on the
with
side.
With the angle,
you just
yeah.
went like that.
It's exactly the same as the Riley. It had a pre-selector pedal you push and then you could put these things up. It didn't have a conventional gearbox and clutch.
I never thought that you and I could get boring about cars, but we are.
Why should cars be different from anything else? So anyway, you had this Lanchester.
We called the poor man's
Rolls Royce.
Ah. One day I came home and parked in the drive in our house in Surrey. I thought there'd been a death in the family. There was a very large, upright, black Rolls Royce, looking exactly like an undertaker's Rolls Royce. And I thought, my grandmother's died, my mother's... I didn't know what it was. I went in. My father was there. I said, what are you home for? He said, I went to collect the car. I said, what car? He said, the car outside. And he bought, for about £200, because you could in those days, just after the war, you could buy these big, old, pre-war Rolls Royces.
My father paid £400 for this Riley. Why was your father so much sharper than my father? You got a roller for £200.
No, it was an entirely economics. I think the fact was that they were very, very expensive. They did 7 miles to the gallon. There wasn't a lot of petrol around in those days.
Well,
you could just get up and down the drive once, and then you had to put it away again. And then he moved to a better car after that, a better Rolls, lovely grey Rolls, beautiful.
I think he was doing quite well. It wasn't in the car business, was it?
It wasn't. I mean, you could buy it.
Having seen in the last episode where you were born, wouldn't surprise me if your old man had a camel coat with wide shoulders and a little thin moustache.
He did. It didn't happen to be in that business. Now, can I just... This is the viaduct, you see. Look, it's just one long viaduct. You should get a very good view of
Canary Wharf,
Tower Bridge.
And there it is.
We've missed Tower Bridge. You see, all these buildings have gone up in the meantime. Look, so you can't see anything. There's no view. I thought there was going to be a spectacular view from this viaduct. That's what Betjeman said. And there isn't. Oh, well, never mind. I suddenly remembered the other day something, a taste and a sensation came back to me. Do you remember sandwiches which had sandwich spread in them?
Oh, yes.
I mean, extraordinary
stuff.
You
now only find it on pavements on Saturday nights. Sandwich spread was bizarre. It was a mixture of, in fact, Russian salad.
Salad cream.
We always had
mayonnaise. We didn't know words like that in those days.
No. But we always had Russian salad at school. We had that pressed beef that looked like linoleum. And they had Russian salad. And I remember Mr. Henbest, a wonderful woodwork master who used to patrol, would come round and say, eat a Russian salad, it's what makes the Russians strong. They're living on this in Stalingrad. So what stopped my communism dead in its tracks. I thought, if they have to eat this, then I don't want to be a communist.
You don't have schoolmasters called Mr. Henbest.
Well, you have Henman.
Oh,
do you think what happens, he turns into a hen? That's what he is. I mean, come on, Tim. He goes into the bog at Wimbledon and he changes into Henman, faster than a speeding pullet. I mean, what a terrible name for a hero.
Well, it depends how you
give
say
him Batman.
If, you know,
if he turned into Batman, if it was Tim Batman, I would accept it. It was Tim Henman.
Yes,
it's ridiculous.
Yes. It's called Batman. You don't call him Batman.
No,
that means something else completely different, yes, sir. I'll just go out, knock up. The other thing I remember about the seaside was the thing about what you brought back from the seaside. Do you remember bringing back that seaweed you don't see anymore, those long strips? Now you'd hang it up and it would be the weather forecast.
Yes. I tended to bring back diarrhea. Had a great deal to do with mixing Winkles and ice cream, as I remember. These two are not compatible in the gut.
I was looking for
a sort of bacteria.
I bet you when we get down and try and have cockles for lunch, it'll be cockles gratiné.
Oh, I think so.
Will we get there in time for the gratiné, or we have to go to the evening performance?
Dear old chap, well, that can go out in the edit.
Even the baby didn't like that.
No, I'm not surprised. Tell me about when you tried to ring up and find out about the train times.
It was a machine. I rang that number you gave me, which is supposed to be Central Inquiries for British National Train Service. And it said, this is Answers a Voice Service. Which station do you want to depart from? And I said, Fenchurch Street. And it said, yes, you are going from Fenchurch Street. What is your destination? I said, Southend-on-Sea. Right, Salford or Southport? Please tell me Salford or Southport. I said, Southend-on-Sea. Said, good. Well, the trains to Southport are... So eventually I banged the receiver down and rang you. You have a much nicer voice. And no idea of the times of trains.
We're right in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
So this is really out of it. Look, fields ready for harvest.
Oh, look, what is that?
That's Kent over there.
Oh,
right.
Really?
That is. When you go to the South End Seafront, you look over, you see the other side, you've got, like, the big towers and everything. All the factories, that's actually Kent.
Ah,
that's
right.
Kent.
Look at those extraordinary bathing costumes, those woolen jobs with a white belt.
Always in burgundy.
Yeah.
And they fill with water and make you twice the weight. And if you were trying to learn to swim, they held you down. It was like being a diver in weighted boots. Do you need a hand?
No, you're all right.
Yeah, thank you.
Great talking to you. Thanks for your help.
You
bye. Thank you.
Right. Oh, this is great. This is what I've been looking forward to, this for a very, very long time. Coming to Southend with you. Going back
special,
to your old stamping
it?
Ground.
I wonder how much of the old
I
stamping
know. This is
left.
The worry, isn't it? When we get there, are we going to find what you remember?
I think we go on the pier. Because if memory is going to be jogged by anything.
I think we'll go on the pier straight away, don't
it's
you?
It's going to be jogged by the pier.
Tell you what, it is extraordinary that we've managed to get here to the seaside
great
for £2.50.
I know. Well, it's
free
a third off for over 60s, it says, so we're fully qualified.
See, it's
another
not
5 years
it?
Or we'll come into Tuttons.
Now, this is the way down to the sea. Look, it says seafront, so if we go down here,
shopping centre.
Oh, it's CCTV. Got Next and Carphone Warehouse.
This
and
is
KFC.
What they were complaining about the other day. Everything's the same.
Place, oh, God, it's a pedestrianised precinct. You could get knocked down here when I was a kid. I can't believe this.
So what was the here before?
This was
what
full of Morris 8s and Austin 7s and all that rubbish.
Look at it. Oh, it is depressing, though, isn't it? I mean, it's depressing that it is
it really
the same
is.
Shops.
I know, I do remember this as being little tea shops and shops with beach balls hanging outside and fishing nets. A few Lilos gradually losing their potency. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just chain stores and branches of chain stores in a pedestrianised precinct.
But they won't be able to do anything about it now. It's finished. I mean, there's no way that you can get this back to anything like you would have recognised.
Well, I think we grade list the wrong things, given we're, Britain is so much a suburban culture. We should have grade listed all those streets with that wonderful herringbone brickwork above. Look, if you look up, you can still see it. It's only when you look down you see these rotten facades. I think it should go on the pier.
But that's not the pier there.
No.
Where's the pier then?
That's the jetty. Here should be to our right, for it was 60 years ago that anything can happen. No, that is the pier.
No, no, it isn't. The pier goes
well,
out.
Well, I feel jolly silly asking someone if that's the pier. I know you're going to think this is a silly question, but we haven't been here before. Is that the pier?
Yes.
The pier.
So we have to go
it's
down.
It's supposed to be the biggest pier in the world.
Well, from here it doesn't look it.
No, it doesn't.
There you go. I can assure you it's quite an opportunity.
Does it still have a train that goes along
oh,
it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank goodness
that's
for that.
What we do.
Don't be such a coward. Walk one way and train that. It's very bracing.
Thank you very much. That is the pier.
Now you see, we're getting a bit nearer to the seaside now. We're actually
well,
getting down.
We're walking towards it.
Hang on, wait, this can't be right. Come on, in the wrong place.
It says pier entrance here.
Here.
No, no, it's there.
Here. There. Look. But look, it's in French.
No, it says pier entrance there.
But it's in foreign languages.
Rue de la plus longue au monde, South End Pier. The longest pleasure pier in the world. Oh, in the world.
Are you doing the Dutch now, or are you doing Ukrainian?
No, I realised it was in English.
Let's go and see.
These are the noises I remember.
It says,
don't hit red aliens.
Oh, shall we create our own portrait? Look, soft pencil, charcoal or pen and ink.
Have we got £3?
Yes.
I like the expression in your eyes.
What?
Who's that? Doing?
What am I doing what?
Just another minute and we'll be done.
The whole process is about 5 minutes. The process is going to...
For the masterpiece?
I haven't got time for
I
that.
I like the expression in your eyes.
Shut up. I didn't come here an amusement arcade for a machine to pick me up. I don't want to go by a train, I want to walk.
Can we walk?
Can you tell me how I get on the pier to walk along it?
Yes, sir. Up the stairs in the corner, turn left, straight about that
head. Up these stairs?
That's it.
Come on, Kristen.
It's very nice, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
I mean, it really is a splendid pier. There's a price thing here.
So we're going to walk there and get the train back?
Yeah, like us.
Don't interfere with people's pleasure.
It's £3.50. Oh, look, 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 Freedom Pass. OAP. How much is it? £1.50?
£1.50 each, yeah.
But how much the train back?
Depends on the price.
Oh, right.
Okay, £1.50. My name's Alan Corran.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yes, exactly. Oh, always nice to be recognised.
Well, I'm just amazed that I haven't had more people coming up to me and saying you're the author of Now You're 60. There are enough of them here.
I'll tell them next time.
Could you just mention it? See, when you think about it, if you are a Londoner and you never saw the sea, you could go a mile and a third out to sea and not be seasick.
Yes, and not have to swim.
And not have to swim.
And fish. I don't think you can overplay the importance of the seaside to English culture.
Oh, no.
It's the randiness of the boarding houses. Oh, it's the Donald McGill stuff. And it's words like winkle and cockle. It's why the Germans don't have a sense of humour. They've only got the Baltic. Now, look, that's not a bad skyline.
It's suddenly good, isn't
the
it?
The Palace Hotel.
It's splendid. Look at it. Look at it.
Well, we could never afford to go that's there when I was young. And it's not good enough for me now. We've got to go in and find out its history when we get back.
Do we have to?
No.
This is very odd, this pier, because I had no idea it was just this wooden sort of walkway.
What did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was like... I really, really thought it was going to be
like... John Lewis?
No, I thought it was going to be like Brighton with, you know, great domes and things on
oh,
it
no.
and... We're out at sea now. We're miles out. Look.
You could be exaggerating. We're halfway along a pier, which is a mile long. We are yards out. These boards are what it's made get less interesting, don't they?
Yes. The thing about walking down here is that I realise it's why I don't do marathons. Because when you start off, you think, this is all right. You look around and it seems quite interesting. And after a while, you think, we're about a third of the way. Look, that's as far as we've got.
Don't look back.
And they have to do 26 miles.
Don't look back. This is like Jean Gabin in La Grande Illusion. This is about getting to Switzerland.
We're catching out the people in front. They're flagging up front, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look, you can tell, look, and they're quite young.
Just think, you're at the marathon, you'd have to do 26 more of these.
Yes, I know.
Dressed in diver's boots and a giraffe's head. This is like North by Northwest. That plane has got a machine gun us, and there's no
grass
corn
to get into.
Thinking of North by Northwest, do you know I was once approached by an American company that was selling scale models of Mount Rushmore for your garden or patio? And what you did, you sent them a photograph for $500, and they then sent back this thing that was 15 feet long and 10 feet high, showing Theodore Roosevelt, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson,
yes,
and Teddy Roosevelt,
yes,
and you. You could stand there between Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
Here's the train.
That's a John Betjeman train.
Yes. Funnily enough, I missed my chance, but I was going to have a bet with you that when the train goes by, it'll be called the Sir John Betjeman, and you were going to say, don't be so stupid, and I was going to collect 10 quid. There it is. I knew it was.
You knew?
I did. Because when they were going to pull this down, which was going to cost something like £1 million in 1974, whenever it was, that it all, you know, started to fall to bits, he was one of the people who jumped up and down and wrote letters and said, no, you must keep it going.
This helicopter is doing serious stuff.
Look at it.
It really is North by Northwest, this. I don't like it.
I think it's a naval exercise. I think it's just something to do with
it. I think we're all right because we're going south by southeast here, aren't we?
Wait until the machine gun starts up.
Right, it is a world-famous pier park. McGinty's.
How far is it known? I mean, it says world-famous. How far in the world is it known, do you think? I mean, if you went to, I don't know, Taiwan and said, I was in McGinty's, how many people would know? It's wonderful. Is it world-famous? Oh, they're doing an OAP, cod and chips.
Oh.
With peas or beans for £4.50.
Maybe an old-age cod. Have to be careful.
What's this helicopter thing there?
I think they're filming down the bottom. There's loads of...
Oh, are they? Oh, really?
That's where all the racket is, isn't it?
Oh. Chris, can't get away from show business. Here. They're quite a cheap date for the BBC, aren't we?
Now, this discounted cod and chips for very old people.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Oh, it's a small one. I see. So it's not really an OAP concession. It's a small cod or a herring. Or a sprat. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, we want a grown-up one.
So let me have my cod and chips and one cod and chips, one Guinness. No, I want large.
Yeah.
And will you bring us our cod and chips?
Oh, right.
22.
Do you want to go outside?
It's natural radio. See you out there, Chris. I shouldn't be having chips, the missus will kill me.
She's not here, is she? See, I think...
I'm recording.
I think...
Fool. You see, you forgot, didn't you? There you are. There's professional ones and there's amateurs. Unfortunately, I can't take my jacket off because it is now my entire unit.
No, neither can I. No, I can't either. It's
integral. Integrated as well.
It's integral.
Yeah, but mine comes off and I can have my shirt on. And it will carry on running from the chair. I think it's strong enough and I can speak to yours. That'll be all right. Now, I think that's still live. I think it's near enough. Can you hear me, Kubrick?
Are you going to have to turn around and shout round under your left armpit?
No, I'm going to ignore it. How will we hear them when they shout?
You see, you're getting like me. You're starting to worry about things. They'll come out and they'll call out our number. Have you got the number?
22.
A lot of children about. What?
18.
Oh, my.
18?
Christopher, I think this is sensational. I would rather be here than on TV.
Why?
It's better. The pier's longer.
But you couldn't get the French to come here, could you?
Well, they ought to come. I mean, London is...
Well, they won't come here. They'll go to the South Coast. They'll go when they get over the Channel. They won't
come. Well,
the
French
here.
Go to Brighton. And the Germans all go to Dover to see what it would have felt like. I cannot believe how we escaped by the skin of our teeth.
Oh, yeah.
If you read Stalingrad, the persistence of Hitler at Stalingrad, why didn't he just persist? He could have sent in enough boats, irrespective of not having air cover, to have landed armour and cleaned us up.
Do you want the serious answer or do you want a joke answer?
No, I want a serious answer.
Serious answer is he wanted to go east, he wanted to conquer the Russians, he did not want to come in this direction. But the other thing was that deep down he had a kind of affection. That's not the right word.
An admiration.
Admiration. I mean, after all, he used to sit there and watch that Errol Flynn film, didn't he?
Four Feathers?
No. What was the film called? 22. Here it is, it's ours.
Is that it? Fantastic.
I think it's rather good. We didn't get very far with that conversation, did we?
No, well, I'm interested.
I went to... A couple of years ago, I was in Paris, and I was looking at, you know, the buildings in Paris, and thinking how incredibly beautiful they are. And, of course, Paris was occupied, but was never bombed. I mean, what would London be like if it hadn't been bombed? I always remember my mother saying, you have no idea what the city of London was like before it was bombed. You have no idea. And you go into places like Clapham and Balham and all these places now where the young pay fortune for houses, and there are gaps between the houses like teeth. I mean, it's like they've been filled rather badly by a rather naff dentist. How did you get the tomato ketchup undone, by the way? Oh, I see you did it with your teeth. I didn't realise. Do you have to do it with your teeth?
Yep.
Is that the only way it works?
Yep.
Thank you. It's nice to go out to places with people who are used to this kind of thing.
Thank you.
I expect
you... Speaking of someone who's born in a dog's home in Catford.
You've got to put these programmes out in sequence, Paul.
Well, the Catford joke won't work. I say, this is a bit of all right.
I think I'm better off here than having this thing that my friend suggested, which was having cockles with vinegar and pepper.
You can go there and have cockles for pudding. Nothing like pint of cockles for pudding.
I remember going to La Rochelle once and having one of those seafood things where everything moved. I mean, nothing stayed on the plate. Do you know what I mean? It was on the floor. They were going off the edge of the table. They're making a run for it. It's quite nice to be able to sit and eat in these surroundings at the same time, look out at an oil refinery and to think it's actually rather glamorous.
Yes.
See, my friend who lived here, Leon C., said the great thing about South End and the great thing about it is that everybody's heard of it, but nobody would dream of going there.
Oh, God, what's this? Oh, it's tartar sauce. I thought it was a wet towel.
How could you have opened it thinking it was a wet towel?
So I haven't got my glasses on. Have we got a napkin? I'm used to those things called towelettes.
Oh, yes.
Which always sound faintly incontinent.
Refreshing towelettes.
Yeah.
Now look, let's try and find the train back.
I don't know what time
back.
The trains are.
15 and 45.
No, the train from here.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's go.
Did I tell you I was in a film about a pier with Alec Guinness? Called Barnacle Bill.
I remember Barnacle Bill.
Yeah, it was an Ealing film. And I went along and became an extra. And I always remember Victor Madden was in it. And Alec.
He was going to use 1-5.
Do you hear me say Thanks. Alec?
Yes, you say Alec. That. I heard you say that.
And he decides to kind of declare UDI, basically. He cuts the end of the pier off, so it becomes a sort of island. You may very well not spot me in it. It's very possible. But I'm there. The train times are here.
Every 30 minutes... At 1:15 and 1:45.
Oh.
We've got 20 minutes to kill. We'll walk to the end of the pier.
Let's go to Madame Rene, the clairvoyant, see what she says.
We might miss the train.
Well, she hasn't got that much to tell us now, has she?
Come, where is she?
I was wondering about going to see her. Do you think she'd have anything to tell me?
Oh.
Madame Rene. Are you Madame Rene?
No, I'm not Madame Rene.
Have you found out where Madame Rene is?
No, she doesn't know who she is either.
She'll be in the pavilion. Come on, Chris. I cannot resist.
Des O'Connor's been here.
Hello, there's two of us, but you probably want to see us separately.
Oh, that's no good, is it? Why don't you have a go and tell me, and I'm going to wait out here.
You
come
outside.
And tell me what happens.
Mm.
Do you want the door shut?
How much silver am I required across your apartment?
God knows what's going to happen. It'd be awful if she told him something terrible. I think it's probably a mistake. Bit of Atmos here, Paul. Seagulls, oh God, they've buggered off. No,
Over here. Here they are. Oh, there are fish jumping up down below. I can see them, like dolphins. There are shoals of them. There are shoals of fish underneath the pier. Look at that. No wonder there are a lot of seagulls around. Absolutely amazing. More at Moss here, Paul. This is a little arcade, an amusement arcade out on the end of Southend Pier. He's out again. We're just in time for the 3:15.
Can we make that train?
Yeah, we can.
Sure,
I think we should.
Come on. Bye.
He's all right, isn't he? He's going to last.
Bye. Come
Thanks.
On, Chris.
So.
Lovely lady. She told me all about you. A friend of a life who will never do you harm. Just held my hand.
Yeah?
Said, I see writing. Yes, family, your children write.
Really?
Bloody good. Then.
Then you're going to fall over on the way out. Are you a bit clumsy?
But she was very nice and didn't do the scar on the knee stuff or education.
Oh, good. I got slightly rattled when I went to a clairvoyant once and she said, I see a laundrette. I used to live over a laundrette. It was an extraordinary cut line to come up with, wasn't it?
Mind you, people have used them, lived over them. I mean, you can't...
Yes, you can't go far wrong.
You can't go far wrong.
Just wait a minute.
Well, I'm very glad we got the train in time. Do you want to go at the back with John Betjeman or do you want to go in the front?
I don't know, I just want to get on it. About a minute.
Well, it's quite full.
Afternoon all.
I think we should go on.
Do you want to go there?
Yeah.
Pass it next to you. Thank you, Daniel. Well done.
No, she was good. She impressed me. And she was just very nice. She said, I have got some rather not very good news. A couple very close to you, we married a long time, are going to break up. And you're going to say they're the last people I expected. I suppose the sort of thing you'd say to a middle-aged man, because the likelihood is there.
And then you say, well, it never happened, so there we are, there, you've got that wrong. But, I mean, it is a bit worrying, that can't come from anywhere. She can't see that by holding your hand.
You knew that, did you? Just work that out.
It was better than what I did. I got some sound effects of seagulls and some sound effects of the amusement arcade. That's about all.